It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you're done playing with imaginary cows, you can now amass a pretend army. The online video game Farmville has had tens of millions of players. Zynga, the company that makes it, has had success in follow-up games like Cityville and Frontierville. They're making new games at a breakneck pace. The latest, Empires and Allies, just came out. It's like Farmville meets Stratego. Dean Takahashi writes for GamesBeat. He says Zynga needs to innovate to survive.
They know that they have to keep feeding their audience. Everybody is just sort of one click away from going on to the next game on the internet. And on Facebook, they have done a very good job of hanging on to audiences for months at a time. Farmville used to be the world's largest game, and if Zynga had not come up with Cityville, which became bigger, they would have lost tens of millions of users over a period of months.
Players can purchase virtual stuff in a Zynga game with real dollars, and that business model is working out really well.
They're rumored to be doing an initial public offering, and they also just raised a large round that they have not reported, but it was supposed to be about $500 million raised at a $10 billion valuation. And at that value, Zynga is supposedly worth more than Electronic Arts, which has been around since 1982 making video games and is one of the very largest video game makers.
Zynga's success isn't due to graphics. The graphics are pretty bad. But game designer Greg Trefry says Zynga's great at taking advantage of social networks.
Zynga's been very successful because they were one of the ones to really kind of crack that nut of what does it mean to play a game on the internet or Facebook? What's different about it? What they were really looking at with Facebook, they were looking at like how people use Facebook, how the way they interact with it, like for a few minutes during the day, people go to work and they log into Facebook, check their status updates, then maybe they log back in a couple hours later at lunchtime and see if their friends have posted any new things. And so what Zynga very cleverly did was said, oh, let's build gameplay which takes advantage of that behavior. So when someone logs into Facebook in the morning to check their status updates, they make a move or two in Cityville. And then a couple hours later when they log back in at lunchtime, to see what their friends have posted on their wall, maybe they make another move in Cityville or Farmville. So it just begins to integrate very much with how people are already using Facebook.
You often hear these games described as addictive. Greg, do you go along with that?
In many ways, you kind of look at sort of the behavior they engender. They're very much playing on our neuroses or our obsessive compulsive tendencies, kind of making those more manifest and drawing out places where we do tend to get addicted to things. Like you're rewarded with stuff and your character's leveling up or you're getting little bits of new content. And every time you do get a little piece of new content, it tells you, oh, well, just do a little bit more and we'll give you, you'll make it to the next level. Kind of once you get on this sort of treadmill of progress, keeping you on that treadmill.
We have a link to Empires and Allies at MarketplaceTech.org. If you want to play it, up to you. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
About ants.
Ants.
And online security. Some scientists are spending the summer in Richland, Washington, developing a security program modeled on ant behavior.
So like stealing picnic food?
No, ants are really good at detecting intruders, swarming to fight them off, and then getting back to work. So these scientists are making what they call digital ants, little detectors that will go out on a network and look for digital intruders.
Like hackers.
Yeah. When they find one, they send a signal to the rest of the colony. The hope is that this can eventually be used to protect sensitive networks like at power plants.
Digital ants. It sounds great until
hackers invent a digital shoe.
Exactly.
Stomp them.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.